From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors. U.S. State Department contractor Alan Gross has now spent 4 years in a Cuban prison cell. Cuba calls the 64-year-old Gross a spy. It claims he brought unlawful satellite communications equipment into the country, and he's serving a 15-year sentence for subversion against the communist government. The United States calls Gross a political pawn. It says he was simply an aid worker helping Cuba's Jewish community improve its internet access. The U.S. and Cuba are at an impasse over Gross's case. The White House insists it's working to free him, as spokesman Jay Carney argued last month.
The president has himself personally engaged foreign leaders and other international figures to use their influence with Cuba to promote Mr. Gross's release.
But Gross recently wrote to President Obama that he fears the same U.S. government he was serving in Cuba has abandoned him. Scott Gilbert is the Gross family's Washington, D.C. attorney.
This administration has effectively done nothing to negotiate or otherwise obtain Allen's release.
So last week, Secretary of State John Kerry asked the Vatican to help broker Gross's release. Gross himself is Jewish, but analysts call this a smart move. If there's one place communists seem to trust Catholics these days, it's Cuba. A half century ago, Fidel Castro all but drove the Roman Catholic Church off the island. But today, with Castro's younger brother Raul as Cuba's leader, the church has rebounded.
The Catholic Church has probably one of the strongest institutional bases in Cuba and has been very successful at talking directly with the Cuban government.
Jorge Duany is director of the Cuban Research Institute at Florida International University.
I'm thinking especially of the recent release of political prisoners negotiated with Raul Castro.
Raul Castro has also granted the church a large role in helping him implement capitalist reforms, like MBA classes, to rescue Cuba's wrecked economy. As a result, the church could be the mediator that helps Washington and Havana figure out what bargaining chips are politically feasible. What's not feasible is the one Cuba wants most, a sort of Cold War-style spy swap that would trade Gross for four convicted Cuban agents serving lengthy prison sentences in the U.S. Brian Littell, a former U.S. intelligence officer and author of the book Castro's Secrets, says that won't happen.
Because Alan Gross is not a spy. Alan Gross is a hostage. He should not be released in an exchange with professional intelligence officers.
Experts like Littell do think Obama has legitimate bargaining resources. Those include removing Cuba from the State Department's list of terrorism sponsors.
Evidence that Cuba sponsors terrorism is getting weaker and weaker. Many in Washington are probably prepared to discuss this with Cuba.
But Gilbert, the Gross attorney, is skeptical that Vatican and Cuban church involvement will break the deadlock.
I believe it's helpful rather than hopeful. I think it is very useful to have that kind of dialogue opened, but I find it highly unlikely that the Vatican in and of itself will be able to negotiate my client's release without the involvement actively of the United States.
Gross says he's lost 100 pounds in prison. He has sued the U.S. government, and his lawyer says the State Department bears a greater responsibility because it did not adequately prepare him for the hazards involved in Cuba.
The project violated Cuban law, a fact about which Allen was unaware.
The State Department denies it knowingly put Gross at any risk. And given how little practice the U.S. and Cuba have at talking to each other, analysts like Duany of Florida International say the church's potential role shouldn't be underestimated.
The apparition of a third party, the Catholic Church, puts these negotiations in a better perspective.
The truth is, U.S.-Cuba relations have actually been thawing a bit this past year. But the other truth is, until Alan Gross is home, U.S.-Cuba relations will remain frozen. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors.